Well, we've made it through another year. 2005 is just about coming to a close. We marked a very sad anniversary earlier this month, and I put together a little piece to commemorate it. And I thought I'd share it with you as we bid farewell to 2005. I'm Nicole Sandler. Thanks for joining me this year on Radio or Not. It was just a few short weeks ago that all over the news, all over talk radio, everywhere you turned, we were looking back on the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Where were you 42 years ago was the question. And, well, 42 years ago, I was 4 years old. So honestly, my recollection of that day is not very vivid. However, I remember exactly where I was when I heard the news that John Lennon had been killed. I don't recall why, because I'm not a football fan, but I had Monday Night Football on in the background, and it was Howard Cosell who delivered the news.
An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash.
Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was in college at the University of South Florida, and I was studying broadcasting. At the time, I was working at the campus radio station, WUSF, and my life revolved around that job and my schoolwork. And my boyfriend at the time was at the radio station preparing for a nightly jazz program with another friend of ours. I was studying with the TV on in the background, as I was not a very good student, and that's how I studied. And the news came on, and the world stopped. I got in my car, I went to the radio station, and we cried.
This is ABC News Nightline, reporting from Washington, Ted Koppel.
Good evening. The focus of our broadcast tonight was and remains the situation in Poland. But late this evening, one of the world's great entertainers and musicians, John Lennon of the Beatles, was shot outside his New York home. So we begin tonight by bringing you up to date on that story. John Lennon was shot three times at around 11 p.m. Eastern Time. He was rushed to New York's Roosevelt Hospital, but died a few minutes later. Police have a suspect in custody whom they describe only as a local screwball.
There are places I remember.
Former Beatle John Lennon, who was 40, was shot and killed last night outside his luxury apartment in New York.
After college, I moved to New York, and a few years later, I was working for a big radio station, and I got to go into the Dakota, into the Lennon's apartment, for an interview with Yoko Ono. Pretty special stuff. But walking into that building, I still remember the feeling and looking down at the ground where I knew John Lennon had been shot and killed. Boy, that's something that doesn't ever leave you. The reason I got into radio in the first place was my love of music. And for as far back as I can remember, my earliest musical memory was the Beatles. I owned I Want to Hold Your Hand on a 45 with the orange and yellow label. Remember that? I was a little kid. I had an older sister, and I would play her music. But the Beatles, that's the beginning of my love affair with music. They're the basis of everything. So when John Lennon was killed, it truly was the end of an era. It was also the unfathomable. This was a guy who was all about peace, and he was gunned down. A couple of weeks ago, NBC ran, I don't know if it was Dateline or one of those shows, and it was lots of Mark Chapman information, probably more than we ever needed to know. But there's that side of us that on the highway looks to see the bloody accident. And I watched it. I felt guilty about watching it, but yeah, I watched it. And there was a part of it where he had posed for these pictures in jail. You know, it looked like a high fashion shoot. It was sickening. And I know now in England, apparently on Thursday evening, the 25th anniversary of John Lennon's death, a TV channel over there was scheduled to show, if not the same program, then something similar, and there was a great outcry against it. Mark David Chapman comes up for parole every couple of years, and it's Yoko Ono's life goal to make sure he dies behind bars, as he should. I don't know, I'm still, 25 years later, upset by John Lennon's death. I wonder how much we lost. I think of Sean, his son, who is now a musician in his own right. I remember he was 5 years old when this happened. So Sean is now 30. Yet with all the new technology and things that are available now, you can hear John Lennon in his own words. You may remember back the big John Lennon Rolling Stone interview. Well, you know, of course, they recorded it. There was tape rolling. I believe Jan Wenner, the publisher of Rolling Stone, actually did the interviews. He wasn't mic'd. Just John Lennon was mic'd because this was never intended for broadcast. But now, in this day and age of podcasting, there is the Rolling Stone John Lennon interview podcast. And you can hear John Lennon talking in his own words about just about everything.
It's true to me that has been developing over the years from in my life, like I'm a loser, help, Strawberry Fields. They were all personal records. I always wrote about me. And didn't really enjoy writing third-person songs about people who lived in concrete flats and things. I like first-person music. But because of my hang-ups and many other things, I would only now and then specifically write about me, you know. And now I wrote all about me, you know. And that's why I like it. It's me and nobody else. So I like it. You know?
Too bad he's not around today. I'm sure he'd have a lot to say about everything that's going on in the world.
Well, I still believe in love, peace. I still believe in positive thinking. And I consider that my work won't be finished until I'm dead and buried. And I hope that's a long, long time.
Another thing you can find today, 25 years later, are the documents, the FBI files on John Lennon. And would you believe there's something like 287 pages, and you can access them online. The Freedom of Information Act, thank you very much. They're there. However, you know, big portions of it are blacked out. And there's the last 10 pages, still classified after all these years. Now, what could John Lennon have done that is so dangerous to the national security that 25 years after his death, we still can't see what was in those last 10 pages? Makes you wonder, huh? You know, John Lennon and Yoko were fairly frequent guests with Dick Cavett, and he's got a whole DVD box set coming out, including the John Lennon appearances that I've had the opportunity to see some of them on TV, and they're priceless.
I'm not an intellectual. I'm not articulate. I'm working class, and I use few words. I use the words that the people around me used when I was a child. I talk like that.
A working class hero is something to be.
I don't know when I realized I was putting down all these things that I didn't believe in, you know. So I could have gone on. It was like a Christmas card list, you know. I thought, well, where do I end? You know, Churchill and who have I missed out? We got like that, you know. And I thought, I had to stop, you know. So, yeah, and then I was going to leave a gap and say, just fill in your own, you know, put whoever you don't believe in. It was just got out of hand, you know. So, but Beatles was the final thing because it's like I no longer believe in myth, you know, and Beatles is another myth, you know. I don't believe in it. The dream's over, you know. And I'm not just talking about the Beatles, I'm talking about the generation thing, you know. The dream's over, like. It's over, you know, and we gotta, well, I have, anyway, personally, gotta get down to so-called reality.